Has it ever happened to you that you are trying to do something, but your mind is constantly occupied with some other thoughts? And because of that, you get frustrated, you lower your productivity, your task does not get finished, and if it gets finished, it does not get finished on time. That sounds like you. Stay tuned till the very end, because today's topic is the same: how to improve your single point focus and improve your productivity. Hi everyone, my name is Akshay Tiwari. I'm a holistic happiness coach, founder of Holistic Happiness Club. Without further delay, let's dive into the topic. Alright, so before getting into tips, tricks and tools and practices, I want to start with one very important thing. And that important thing is start with why. Why you want to improve your focus? Your obvious answer will be, hey, I want to improve my focus, to improve my productivity. I want to get more things done in less time. Okay, fair enough. But here comes the next question. Why you want to do that particular task which you are not able to finish? The thing is that this is the key. This is a very important thing, that if you are doing something which is not interesting enough for you, you will get distracted, because that's kind of a stress to your mind and body. And your mind and body is trying to cope up with the stress by distracting itself. So ask yourself why this task is important for you. And once you have a clear enough reason why this task is important for you, that reason will motivate you to do that task. That reason will become the propellant and pushing force so that you complete that task on time without getting distracted. So this is very, very important. If you do not have an interesting task in hand, no matter how many practices you do, most likely you will end up getting distracted. You know, no matter how many tools and tips and tricks you use, you will end up getting distracted. Because that is the way you will be able to do that task, because it's not interesting enough, right? So clear your reason first. If you have a clear enough reason, you will have a clear motivation towards that task, and chances of getting distracted will be minimized. All right. Now let's start with the tips, tricks, and tool tips. So first thing is lifestyle practices for developing single point focus. What you can do on a daily basis. See, I have divided this thing into two parts: something which you can do on a daily basis, which is not related to that particular activity, right? But that helps you in getting there. That helps you developing focus. So those are lifestyle practices that you need to do on a daily basis or a regular basis at least. All right. And then there are practices which you can do at the time when you need the focus, on the days when you need the focus the most. All right. Okay. So let's begin with the lifestyle practices. So first thing is focus on one thing at a time. You see, we are able to do those things which we practice. All right. And what we are practicing on a daily basis, what we are practicing on hourly basis, we are practicing distraction. We are always multitasking. We are using our phone and doing something else. We are cooking, and while cooking, we are watching TV as well. We are eating and we are watching the TV. And there is a, I guess, a Chinese proverb or Zen proverb that says that when you are walking, walk. When you're eating, eat. Means do one thing at a time. Put your focus, put your 100% focus on one single thing. But we are practicing distraction all the time. We are not practicing focus. So when we are not practicing focus, how you are imagining that at the time when you need this art, when you need this power of focusing on something, suddenly magically it will appear to you. No, it will not. It will only come to you when you have practiced it. Anything that you have practiced, that only will come to you at the time of the need. So you are practicing distraction. Only distraction will come to your rescue. If you are practicing focus, then focus will come to your rescue. All right. So that said, you might say, but that's not practical. I understand that. To some extent, you can say that we have to do some multitasking, and tasks some of the tasks which are handled with our muscle memory, like brushing our teeth, like walking, right? So these are the tasks where we do not need so much of the focus. So there we can do multitasking. And alternate of multitasking is batch tasking. Means you take some of the tasks and batch them together in such a way that you do one thing at a time, but in a certain amount of time, more things are getting done. For example, I will tell you an example from my life. So whenever I do laundry, so I have a washing machine, I do not do it with hands. So I take my clothes, put it in the washing machine. It takes 40 minutes for one single round. For that 40 minutes, I already have something planned ahead that in this 40 minutes, I have to do something. Now your minutes and seconds need not to be planned. That's all right. It's okay, kind of. I'm not saying that you have to be precise at minutes and seconds level, but yeah, you can gauge something that something is going to take half an hour, so you can take that task up. All right, so batch tasks instead of doing multitasking, instead of doing two things at a time, focus on one thing at a time and then go on another thing. Okay, next thing is practicing gratitude. Okay, so how gratitude helps in developing the focus? It's like whenever we are set out to do something, okay, and maybe in 1 hour, half of the time we were distracted and only half of the time was productive. And if we are not expressing gratitude for the time in which we were productive for that half an hour, then chances are that you are developing a negative sentiments for yourself. You are developing a negative belief for yourself. You are saying that half an hour I was distracted. Instead of saying that, you can say half an hour, at least half an hour I was productive. So you are giving your mind a signal that you are productive. Yeah, that from here it can be improved, right? So that is what practicing gratitude is. If you are grateful towards what you are doing, a little bit self-compassionate towards what you are doing, this will over time result in more productivity, more focus. All right, so practice gratitude. Third is practice mindfulness. It is obvious, I don't have to explain it too much, that if you want to run a race, then you have to practice running, right? So if you want to have focus on something when you are doing that task, you need to practice mindfulness. What is mindfulness? In simple terms, mindfulness is being fully present in the present moment, not thinking about future, not thinking about past, not getting distracted with anything else. Whatever you are doing, you need to be fully present in that particular activity, in that particular moment. So for example, how can you practice mindfulness? The easiest way is practice some mindfulness meditations and focus on your breath. And you can use mindfulness in your daily activities as well, like brushing your teeth. While you're brushing your teeth, just focus completely on brushing. Notice where brush is going, which teeth it is coming touching, and which gum it is touching, how it is feeling, what is the taste of the toothpaste, and all those things. So when you are practicing mindfulness, when you are practicing focusing on some single important thing, single moment, this present moment, so it's like you are training your mind to be focused. And when you are training your mind to be focused, and when you need that, when you are doing some task where you need focus, that training comes into picture, that training becomes alive, and that help you being present in that activity and being present in this moment, and in turn helping you focus on that particular activity only. So that's how mindfulness is useful for developing focus. All right, it was no brainer anyways. Okay, so the next tip is I think the fourth one is eat healthy diet. All right, so how healthy diet is going to improve your focus? Yeah, it seems a little unlikely, right? But it is not. So many studies have proven that if you are healthy, if you are eating healthy food, that will improve your brain function, and in turn that will improve your focus. I'll just talk about two things here. One is your blood sugar level. So when you are eating unhealthy or processed food, which is very high in refined sugar or processed refined carbohydrates, that can lead to the spike of a blood sugar, right? And after some time, it will lead to the crash of that blood sugar. So this fluctuation in blood sugar that can lead to fluctuating energy. And when you have different level of energy, you will have different kind of focus, different impaired focus, you can say, right? Your energy, obviously, it drives your focus. If you are not energetic enough, you will not feel like working on anything. If you are high on energy, you will feel like working on something, right? So that's how, this is one aspect of eating a healthy diet that that keeps your blood sugar stable, and that's how in return it will help you focus. Okay, and the second thing is your brain health. So healthy diet will have a good bacteria which can it will help you develop good bacteria in your gut. And as nowadays this term is getting very popular, gut brain axis and gut brain connection. So if your gut, if your digestive system is healthy, if it is getting healthy food, good amount of nutrient, it will keep your brain healthy. Also, these nutrient rich diet, that is those nutrients, the micronutrient and the macronutrient, these are the building blocks of the neurotransmitters. And what is neurotransmitter? It's like a chemical messenger which runs throughout your body and sends signal to your brain. So if the communication between your body and brain is weak, no wonder you will have a poor focus and impaired focus. So when you're eating a healthy diet, it will keep your blood sugar stable and it will help your brain to stay healthy. And when your brain is healthy, it will help you focus on things. All right, with that said, last point in eating healthy is stay hydrated. So if you're not hydrated enough, very simple point, but if you're not hydrated enough, it will have adverse effect. Even if you are eating all things healthy, even if everything that you are eating is very good, very balanced, but if you are not hydrated enough, it will lead to the slump in the energy and that will lead to impaired focus. So keep a check on hydration. It does not mean that you keep on drinking water, drinking excess of water, that is also harmful. So you just need to drink enough. How much ever you are feeling thirsty, only that much you need to drink. And whenever you are drinking, drink slowly. That hydrates your body, right? Now you might say that I have heard that by the time you are feeling thirsty, you are already dehydrated. If that is the case, that will be the case if you are not in touch with your body. When your body is asking for water, you are not listening to it. So many times it happens that we are watching a movie and we are thirsty. We'll say, okay, we'll go to take water after a certain period of time. So by the time body is howling for water, that time was already dehydrated, obviously. So you need to listen to your body when it is asking for water, give it water. All right. And if you are not in tune with your body yet, then it's good that you follow some kind of routine that after some time you need to drink water and all. All right, so that was about eating healthy diet. The last point is getting enough and sound sleep. So when you are not sleeping well, you are not sleeping enough. So sleep has so many important functions. While you're sleeping, your body gets reset, it gets cleaned, it gets detoxified, right? And all those food that is not being processed, that will get processed during the sleep. Also, all those thoughts, all those emotions, all those feelings which were not processed, most of them gets processed during the sleep. That's why I believe, I do not have any study or evidence to support it, but that's why I think so many times we get dreams related to what we were thinking, because maybe we did not get enough time to process that and it was stuck in our head somewhere in subconscious mind, and while sleeping it comes back to us anyways. But this is true that when you sleep, so many things gets processed inside you. So when you are sleeping well and sleeping enough, it will detoxify your body. It will keep your body healthy. It will reduce the inflammation. It will keep your brain healthy. And the same everything which I talked about in eating healthy diet, that will be supported by getting enough and good sleep so that your brain can function well. You can notice if you have not slept whole night, next day you will have a difficulty in focusing. obviously, because your body is not ready, it is demanding rest. So when you need rest, you need rest. That time you need to take rest, and once you will come out of that rest, come out of that nap or sleep, you will feel more energized and more focused. All right. So these are lifestyle practices for developing single point focus that you need to do every day, day in, day out, on a regular basis, so that you can develop focus. And these things will help you when you need to focus on one particular thing. Okay. So what are the things that you can do on a particular day when you need focus, on a particular time when you need focus? All right. So that we will discuss next. So toolkit for developing single point focus. So I have listed only four things here. Okay, there are many things that can be listed here, but I have listed only four primary things according to me. Okay, so number one is set clear intention. Okay, so this point goes back to the first thing which I discussed, start with why. Whenever you want to do something, set clear intention why you want to do it. If your why is clear, your motivation is clear, then you will have more energy to complete that task. And when you have high energy to complete that task, obviously you will not get distracted. So for example, simple thing like if it is very important for you to go to office, and if some drama is going on the way to office, you will not stop and start looking and start watching that drama, right? Because for you, going to office is very important, from working, you get your bread and butter. All right. But if you are going somewhere, just walking, you are just taking a stroll, and you see something is going on, some play is going on the street, the chances are that you will stop and start watching that play. And now here's the thing, that because you know that you are not going anywhere and you are not doing anything important, and it is easy to stop and give your attention to something else. All right. Similarly, if your task which you are going to do is not very important for you, you do not know the importance of that task, then it is very easy to get lost in the distractions. That was setting clear intention even before you start doing something. Okay, let's go to next point, which is prioritizing your task. It might sound obvious, and it might sound okay, nothing happens by prioritizing your task every day, it is in my head. But no, just keeping it in your head does not work. You need to write it on paper. For me, writing and self-development and productivity and all those things goes hand in hand. Without writing, nothing happens, right? To me, even writing on laptop and mobile, that also doesn't count. It's okay to keep somewhere this note, but until you are writing with your hand, you will not feel the magic of writing. All right. So prioritize your task in writing. I would say that when you are waking up, that time itself, in the beginning of the day itself, with a grateful heart, set the intention why, what you are going to do and why you are going to do it. What all the tasks are there which are very important to you. And here, one very important thing is that you need to know what all tasks you perform during the day, every day or on a regular basis, because those tasks will occupy some space and that they will eat some of the time, right? So many times it happens that we ourselves don't know that how many tasks we are performing in our day. If you have kids at home or if you are living with someone else, you might end up doing something for those people or for your kids, which you do not want to do, or at least which you did not plan in the beginning of the day, but that eats up your time. And when that eats up your time, you have less time for your important task. And when you have less time for your important task, you start getting distracted and you start getting panicking and getting frustrated. That again distracts you. Yeah, this is a kind of a vicious circle. The more you get distracted, more you feel like getting distracted. It becomes harder and harder to focus on one particular thing. All right, so in the beginning of the day, set your clear intention at what you are going to do and prioritize your task. That this is the most important thing and this is the least important thing which I'm going to do in the day. And one more tip here, if you can follow this, if it is possible, do the most difficult task in the beginning itself, right? Yeah, so what will happen here, if the most difficult task is done, it gives a kind of a relief to you that this is done, now rest is easy. So once you are done, once you have won the biggest battle, and you are not thinking, okay, the rest rest of the battles are easy. It gives a kind of psychological effect that yes, now you are on the move, you are on the run, so now you will be able to finish other tasks as well. Okay, so that brings me to the next point, which is eliminate distraction. So this also you need to plan ahead. So when we set to do something, there are so many things which ask and demands our attention, especially our phone. Okay, so when we set out to do something, and it becomes even more prettier if the task is related to phone or we need some help of our phone. So there will be so many notifications which will keep on popping, and your attention, knowingly, unknowingly, wantingly, or maybe you do not want to, but still you will read those notifications and you will get distracted. All right, so what's the solution for all those things? So eliminate as many distractions as possible. If you want to lock yourself in the room, lock yourself in the room. If you want to go somewhere else where you feel that okay, this is the place where I need to be productive, like office, or maybe some corner in the house that okay, this is my workstation in my house where I want to be productive. So just set that corner just for work. Don't do anything else in that corner. If you're eating, if you're getting entertained in that corner, then it becomes like any other place. But if you have set a corner that okay, in this place I want to be productive, I will only do the tasks which are important for you, which are important for me, then that corner, like, it starts giving you a feeling like okay, here I need to be productive, right? It's like setting an ambience. If you go to a nightclub, you start dancing. If you go to some music concert, you start dancing. If you go to some stadium, you feel the energy and you feel like playing, or at least participating in cheering up. So it's like setting that ambience in your house, in, or maybe somewhere else if you can that do that. And eliminating all other distraction, like silencing your putting your phone on silent mode, or at least on do not disturb mode, and get away with all the distractions, all the notification that your phone can provide. Giving clear instruction to people in the house that here, this is my focus time and I don't want to get distracted. Unless it is an emergency, do not bug me for 2 hours, for 3 hours, whatever time you want to take. Okay, so that was eliminating distraction. And the last point, use the Pomodoro technique. So Pomodoro is a Japanese technique. And what we do in this technique is you can set a time for yourself, but usually what happens in this technique that you set 25 minutes for focused work. So you set yourself that okay, 25 minutes I'll not do anything, I will just work. After 25 minutes you take 5 minutes break and then you start again. And if your task is not getting completed in 2 or 3 cycles, then you take a longer break. Means if you are working for 2 or 3 hours straight, it means taking with 5 minutes of break and again going for that work. And if it is not getting finished, take a longer break in between. So what happens in the beginning is itself, when consciously you have said to yourself, okay, I am going to work only for 25 minutes. Your mind is more prepared to work for that 25 minutes and it is looking forward for that 5 minutes of short break. Whereas if you do not have anything planned, your mind might be keep on asking for you to break, take a break. So in the beginning, when you have set this, your mind is prepared to take all those things as it is coming, as you have set in the beginning. And that improves the productivity because it improves your focus time. So that also you can try. It is a very wonderful technique. I necessarily do not stick to 25 minutes when I have to. It depends. For me, it depends on the nature of the task. If I am doing some tasks which are very short, maybe I have to finish, let's say, 5 or 7 tasks within the span of 2 hours, what I will do, I will not stick to any time frame. I will say that, okay, I will finish this task because it's a very short one, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes. And then after that, I will take a break. And then only I will get into another task. Okay, but your break should also be very conscious, very precise enough. If you are saying 5 minutes, then it should be 5 minutes. It's not like that in the 5 minutes, you start scrolling and when 15 minutes are going somewhere, you do not even know. So you need to set this very clear in your mind that you are going to 5 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever break you want, you are going to take, only take that much. All right, so that is the toolkit for developing single point focus. I hope, I think I have covered everything that is major. There are subtle small, so many points, but if I will start including everything, then the video will become very long. All right, so I think I have covered everything related to this topic. If you practice these things, lifestyle practices, and this toolkit means which you need to do on that particular day for that particular task, then I think your focus will improve and your productivity will go a little higher. Right? With that, I will say that it's the end of the topic. But before I end the video, I would like to say that if you have found this video useful, please like it, please share it with others to whom you think that this video content will be useful, and subscribe the channel so that you can keep getting these important videos. Okay, with that, I have an announcement to make that I have launched memberships in Holistic Happiness Club, and there are multiple layers of memberships, and the first one is bronze, which is free to join. And because I want everyone who wants to improve their life, who wants to improve their happiness quotient, to join Holistic Happiness Club. Okay, so that's why I have kept bronze for free. Everyone who wants to join Holistic Happiness Club, they can join the bronze level of the membership. Alright, so and the link how you can join this Holistic Happiness Club bronze membership link will be given in the description. Okay, and if you want to connect with me on social media, Instagram is the place. I'm most active on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Happiness Architect. You can connect with me on my website as well. There is other information also in my website, which is akshatiwari.in. Alright, with that, I would say that it is the end of the video. Stay happy wherever you are. God bless you. And always remember, happiness is a lifestyle.